There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Very shortly, if I have my way, everybody at GCN that carries a gun, and there's more than one, will be carrying a G-code. For the NRA convention, I had reached out, and I'm always looking to add to my little team of media terrorists, and I found somebody. Now, she was going to go to the NRA convention anyway, so it wasn't like she did it on my behalf, but then she decided that we would form this little alliance and everything else. So I'm very pleased to have her be working with her in the guerrilla way in which we coexist. I'm joined again by Beth Baca. And Beth is just Beth. I mean, we don't have an official name for what she is or anything else. She's just Beth. Good morning.
Good morning.
You went to the NRA convention and you got to hang out with a few people and everything else, and it was a very fruitful mission. What is your overall impression of what you saw as far as the health of the gun industry? Are we still going strong? What's going on with that?
Oh, we're definitely going strong. Even the antis, they didn't make an appearance. you know, when I'm looking around, a lot more women than last year. You know, it's a steady increase every year. I'm seeing more and more women, so that's definitely a positive. But yeah, there's no stopping us.
Now, Beth hung out with somebody I've always wanted to meet since I first became aware of him, just because he's actually quick. I just like his speed, and I mean, he's quick, and he doesn't ever shoot himself. That goes a long way with me. You got to hang out with Instructor Zero.
Sure did. That was an experience.
So does he go by Instructor or Zero, or does he have like an Italian name, or what's up with Instructor Zero?
I have been wondering that for a long time. I just call him Zero.
Zero.
But I still don't know what his real name is, honestly.
Does he understand in the United States that if a guy, yo, Zero, that's sort of like an insult?
I have no idea. He didn't seem insulted by anybody. There was a little boy that ran up to him and asked him, excuse me, sir, are you an operator? And, you know, he just laughed and ended up taking some pictures with this kid. You know, he takes time out of his day to, you know, meet with his fans and just all-around good guy.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. I don't know that I necessarily want to be confused with an operator, but for anybody walking around one of these things with one of these beards, one of these indig, that's one of those indig
beards. A tactical beard.
A tactical beard, you know. They started growing them in Afghanistan because spec ops goes indig when they're in it. They do whatever the local customs are. And so now I guess to be an operator, you have to grow a beard. Now, my only question is, if they're back here and the only people with beards are these tactical operators, doesn't that sort of take away from that whole generic look that they're trying to achieve when they're with the indigs in Afghanistan?
Yeah, but now everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it, are they?
A lot.
I'm not going to do it.
Not special ops. I'm not going to do it either. Well,
you shouldn't do it. If you do it, then we got to reevaluate certain things that we're already doing. But I'm not going to do it because if I do it, one, I shave my head. And I've always thought that looks quite weird. It makes it, I would feel like one of those renegade bikers. Two, I'm completely gray. And the only hair on my head is what's on my chin. So, I would cut myself to death on that thing. Gray hair, very, very, very sharp and everything else. So, just not doing it.
Did you just say on radio you don't have eyebrows?
Well, I didn't say I don't have eyebrows. I just said the only hair on my face is my chin. I do, in fact, have eyebrows, and most musicians say they're beautiful. They do, yes. Yes, they do. Go in there all the time just to get the looks, because why am I in there with a bald head? Anyway, I find that whole beard thing, you know, Costa had like a beard. Now he's got a beard. I mean, he's outrageous with his beard and all these YouTube guys. Everybody's growing a beard. That's all right. That's all right. That's fine. I'm just going to get off of that subject. As going forward, one of the things that you tried to do and you're trying to do right now is what I've already tried to do, which is help the former Red Jacket Firearms, which is now Ackless Defense, to call attention to the fact they're still open and doing business, isn't it?
They are rocking it.
That ZK-22 that Joe Mo designed.
Yes.
That's a bad little piece of kit. I'm not a big 22 fan, but if I had to go out and buy a 22, that would be the one it would be.
And it's pure genius. I mean, a lot of people love the 10/22, and then you got the ZK-22, and it's a perfect design. The ergonomics, everything. Everybody wants it.
The women thing. Women are becoming more and more. This is becoming. What about families? How many families did you see there? Or how many single women were there? How many groups of women were there?
I saw a lot of groups. One, my favorite group, 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control. I've actually, since then, decided to go back with 1 Million Moms as a board of director. Now, with that, they rocked it at NRA. I mean, they got to meet with Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox, Dana Loesch, Julie Glob, even Morgan Mills, the country singer, wants to do like a collaboration kind of work with us, have an event, Cam Edwards. So they got a lot accomplished there, and guess who didn't show their faces?
The moms demand attention?
Exactly.
How far away were they with their little get-together they had?
Far away. There was anti-gun propaganda. They used chalk to write on the ground. that's pretty much the most anybody saw of Moms Demand Action.
Wow, look, a sign of the rare, elusive Moms Demand Attention critter. I've never understood this whole. I thought a counter protest was, you know, where you're like facing off with somebody, and I guess the biggest problem for them is if they were to actually do that, the stark difference between the 70,000 plus crowd of the NRA convention and their 150 bust in people would be sort of, like I said, stark, wouldn't it?
It's completely irrelevant. I mean, they would be made fools of. Can't sit there and tell 70,000 people that are in town to go to the NRA that, you know, they're bad for going to NRA.
Yeah.
When there's 150 of them.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get the word out that way. Coming up on the first break, how would somebody find what Beth Baca does? And, oh, my gosh, how much does she do? How would they find that out?
You can find me at Pistol Annie on Facebook. We have 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control on Facebook, or 1MMAGC.org, or just find me.
Beth Baca. Newly Beth Baca, by the way. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The one and only holster I run, the one and only holster I trust. There's only two that they have ever had to replace. They have a lifetime warranty. One was run over by an M1 tank. The other one was on the hip of a soldier when an IED went off next to it. Other than that, they're all still going, as far as they know. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I now have a one of these female ninjas. She clads herself in black and slips around in the shadows, causing havoc wherever she goes. She is Beth Baca. For those of you who may have used to, one thing we've never said on the air, right after I started talking to her, when I started talking to her, she was like Beth Bannister for like 5 minutes before she got married to the lucky Mr. Baca. So, you know, you may have seen her before as Beth Bannister. I mean, that's entirely possible, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. So, when you're at one of these events like the NRA convention, which you know I was trying to go to, and you also know that I would have made a wreck of myself if I'd actually showed up at that particular point. So I've never been to one of these things. How much of this is actually a business thing? How much of this is a social thing? How much, especially with an NRA connotation, where do they get into the political end of it? For anybody, you know, 70,000 people, that means most of the gun owners don't go. So let's try to pull back the curtain on this for them.
The NRA, I mean, just being there, it's, you know, that's what the NRA is. Now, they do have, you know, like where they do the voting. They actually have voting there for their board of directors on who's going to represent you. It's an opportunity for you to get out there, you know, meet these people that are the faces behind the NRA that are going to be helping advocate for you and be your voice, because we all know a lot.
Beth?
And making a difference. It's
okay.
Not likely. So just, you know, being there, showing your support. I have a couple friends, actually. One of my friends actually got voted in for the 76th seat of the board of directors at NRA. So that was pretty awesome. A friend, Sean. Also, I got to meet with another one of my friends, Timothy Knight, who is another board of directors as well. So it's awesome to see, you know, friends out there really making the difference.
You know, as far as the board of directors of the NRA is concerned, with exceptions like Ted Nugent and Grover Norquist, most people never know who they are by name. And this is really one place where you could actually find that out, isn't it? Besides going and searching for it, I'm sure you can find it on the interwebs. You can find everything on the interwebs, but
yes, you can.
Besides all that, though, when you look at that, I'm looking at the phones right now. It's going straight down the line.
Oh, jeez.
Ringing, and then it stops, and it goes down to the next pot. Anyway. I get easily distracted. So when somebody goes there, is it really going to be sort of like a salad bar? You can go there and get what you want and leave the rest if you want. If you want to just go down there and check out what's the latest thing from Silencer Co. or what's the latest thing from Atlas, or you can go check that out. Or if you want to network, you can do that. Or if you want to do a little business, you can do that. Or if you want to go purely political, you can do all that. That's what's available at the NRA convention.
And that's the beautiful thing. You got everybody, you know, all the big companies, a lot of great people around, that you can do so much in one trip because we're all there together. So that's why when I go to these events, I'm usually slammed in meetings, and, you know, you try to go to check out something new at this booth over here, and you get stopped 10 times on the way, and it's endless opportunity.
I will have to go to the one next year. I simply.
You better.
Hopefully, you know, in January I don't vapor lock and have to go in and have some more fun power tools applied to me. I did not enjoy missing it, believe me. So that's definitely going to have to happen. Now, you and I, you set up some stuff that we're going to be able to exploit for the rest of the year.
Yes.
At the NRA convention. And one thing that you've set up that's still a little bit misty for me. You've told me some of it, and I'm sure you're not withholding anything, but we're going to do something with Kel-Tec.
Yes.
We're going to get into that when we get back. We got about 2 minutes. I don't know if that's time enough for you to tell it. I really should have not brought that up just then. That was a misstep on my part. The thing about Beth is that Beth is one of these women in guns that gets out there, and you've really bridge gaps for people, don't you? You put people together And when you're out there, even though you're not, it's not like you're not appearing on the covers of all these magazines and everything, you really, in the background, you're really quite the mover and shaker, aren't you?
I do a lot in the background. Also, you know, putting my face out there, you know, to help others as well. But I like being that bridge between companies and being able to bring us all together and making it where we can all be one team. There's enough of us out there, gun owners, that we all need things. There's enough market out there that we should all be able to work together. And that's what I enjoy seeing.
That's the other thing that's going to be helpful to me. I've tried to put my face out there, and, you know, that's just get me nowhere. So we're going to lead with Beth's face from here on out. And we'll have, like, subliminal flashes of me just so I'm officially I can say, yeah, I'm in there. Of course I am. Yeah, I'm not trying to be misleading. It's going to be like 2/10 of a second flashing out of there. One more time, if you can, because is the website for 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control, is that 1MMAGC.org?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, and now I'm getting texts in the from the ninjas saying, hey, we should do a meetup there at the NRA convention next year. That means that means all kinds of trouble if that happened.
I'm telling you.
All
we're
going to
get our own booth and do a radio show and have all sorts of excitement.
You know, I in February, I went and I was part of a speaking group at our state capitol, and that was really the closest I've come to a meetup, because a lot of people that listened to the show, they were kind enough to come up and introduce themselves to me. And, you know, some of them I've actually gotten to know a little bit. I go shooting with some of them, and the rest of them, it was just sort of like this great privilege for me to get to meet them, because I still get sort of excited every time the mic is going hot and everything else, but just because I like it. That egomania thing that I stroke on a daily basis. That's the other reason, Beth. Beth's way beyond that now, so she, you know, that's another. She's one of the grounding elements. What's the Facebook page you just sent me the like to? Pistol Totin Annie or something like that.
Pistol Annie.
Pistol Annie. Go check her out. She's the real deal. I mean, absolutely the real deal. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I see somebody trying to call in. And I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know why we're not catching that or whatever, but we'll get to the bottom of that. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Oh, we're getting hang-ups. What are we getting hang-ups for? Stop calling us with the hang-ups. Probably a marketeer, telemarketeer. Brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. My guest this hour, from whence she comes from, is Beth Baca. If you had to lay it down at some organization that you're part of or running or something, I mean, is that something we're going to have to create ourselves to,
yeah.
So I can say Beth Baca from such and such or Beth Baca from so and so, because you're out there everywhere, aren't you? I mean, you don't really settle down or anything. You bounce.
Yeah, I'm not tied down. You know, there's so many different things that I do, I can't even say what my job title is.
Right. Well, you do a little marketing, and you do a little promotion, and you do a little bit of stuff. One of the things we're going to do with Kel-Tec, which you've been, you know the Kel-Tec guy fairly well and everything else, is that
yes.
Beth did this series. Yeah, she did this series of pictures with the Kel-Tec, one of the rifles, and just made it look all steampunk. I've never had my hands on one before. And you say we're going to get us some KSG shotguns, which are supposed to be extremely rare, as rare as Bigfoot, and we're going to be getting a couple of them.
We're going to go down and shoot a video.
Yeah. Right.
Tell them to bring out all the guns, and we're going to do our own test fire. Have you seen the new RDB?
No, I have not. No, I haven't.
Oh. They just shot a commercial for it. You got to go check it out. If you go to Kel-Tec's page, they shot a commercial. Chad actually flew out to L.A. About maybe a month or two ago. And
right.
They shot this commercial with their new gun, and it is ridiculous.
You know, one of the things about the Kel-Tec line and the Taurus line that I look at, when, you know, across the gun industry, there's not really a whole lot of innovation going on, except at Taurus and at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, much more so than anybody. I mean, they come out with all kinds of strange-looking configurations that look like they would work, like that we were talking about last night. Which is it? The pistol-calibered carbine that folds in half that you can stick in a backpack, and which
one is that? Sub-2000.
The Sub-2000. I mean, that I've never heard anything bad about that gun. I mean, is this something that you'd want to issue and go and fight ISIS with? Probably not. But this is not what that's designed for, is it?
No, sure not.
So
but
as
they
far
are
as what
they are.
Right, but what they're designed to be, I mean, do they do that fairly well? Because you've shot some of them.
Yeah, and I love them. I have no complaints when it comes to Kel-Tec. I think that they do a great job, and they separate themselves from the market and everything else that other companies are coming out.
That's the thing. You know, I like AR-15s, and I like Glocks, and I like 1911s. I like a lot of guns. I like standard configurations. But at the same time, every now and again, like, I noticed that when the Tavor came out, when it finally got here to the United States, everybody had to go get a Tavor. It was the hottest selling gun out there. Now everybody's got all these Tavors. And the thing that they liked about the AR-15, which is, you know, the AR-15 is essentially a Lego set, they found out you can't do that with the Tavor. I mean, you can put an optic on it.
Not a lot of customizing going on.
Not a lot of customizing going on with it, but they were looking, you know, the market sort of indicates that it's looking for different configurations, and not many people, with the exception of Kel-Tec and Taurus to the degree that I put Taurus in there because they came out with the Curve, which was a gutsy move. I thought that was a really gutsy move for them to come out with the Curve. But nobody else out there is looking at this and saying, well, you know, we could look at the and how do I know that and they don't? I mean, obviously money doesn't equate to creativity, does it? I'm just sort of going everywhere, aren't I? How is it that I know that and some of these other companies are not looking at this and saying, we need to, like, I don't know how they would do it, but has anybody ever put out a bullpup kit for the AR? I mean, everybody wants bullpups for some stupid reason. I'm not a big bullpup fan, per se. There's just something psychological about having more gun in front of me than behind me. I don't know why that is. You know, am I wrong about that? When you're out there talking to some of these people and they say, yes, we've got our 15th generation AR-15. And all you can see the difference is 15 on the side of it.
Yeah, because I do know of a company. I can't even remember which company it was right now. But, I mean, there are some designs. But I think doing that, maybe these companies are afraid that there won't be enough market for it.
Right.
Which really, you know, there are going to be many people that are going to be interested in that just because. So that's like the RDB, for example. I mean, the ejection port is right at the bottom of the gun.
What, this is the Kel-Tec RDB, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, I need to look at that while you're talking.
Yeah, you definitely do.
You continue on, please. I'm just taking a look at something.
But, you know, the designs that Kel-Tec, like I said, I mean, they're separating everything. We're going to get him on the show. We need to get him talk about his designs because he knows them a lot better than myself.
Okay, that's...
I already told him.
Okay, now let's look at that. That's sort of a Tavor-looking gun, except I can see some seams on some things where it looks like things might come off and get replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an accurate description of this?
I'm not 100% sure, just because I haven't had one myself to be able to play around with and take it apart and try to add things. Once I do, I will give you that report.
Now, one of the things that I did notice the guy that you're talking about, he also has one of those beards. Do I need to grow a beard just to make some money here? Is that what I got to do?
He does a little, but no, He definitely doesn't have the tactical beard.
All right. All right. Now, the RDB, I see a bunch of guys, is Iraq veteran shooting it? A lot of people shooting it. Lots of people. This one looks like this could actually, how new is this?
I think they released it probably like within the last year. But I don't know if it's out to the market yet.
Right. Has a trigger guard on it, a full trigger guard, which the Tavor does not have. Has what looks like a traditional trigger, which the Tavor does not have. And it has plenty of surfaces on it that you could play with. And I prefer the buttstock on the thing to the Tavor buttstock. How many different calibers will this come out? Is it just going to be 5.56? Are they going to have a 308 version? What are they going to do?
I'm not even sure.
They don't know, do they?
We definitely need
the answer, man. We need the answer, man. That's what we need to do. We need to do what you want to do, and we need to do that. We need to expedite that process. So
we can get him on the show as soon as you want. He said he's on our schedule. So,
well, set him up for next Friday. I'm open next Friday.
He'll be there.
All right. Now, I see something here called the RFB, which looks like a 308. Is that a Kel-Tec? Yeah, it is. And it looks like a 308. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's another one he's going to have to bring out, too.
Speed for CQB, precision for distance, power for both. I'm liking it. See, and this is the kind of thing that I'll be doing. When we're shooting, okay, at least in the beginning, I need to have like a Folesy artist who's back there making the pinging sounds where I'm hitting steel every time. Because you shoot more than me. You probably shoot better than I do. You hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I don't know yet if my colleague here wears one, but we'll find out. Maybe I can get it in a nice pink Kryptek, which you might like. I don't know. Check them out. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Go ahead and put Dave on hold as he got a question for the lovely Miss Baca. Well, we're getting some things out there. Anyway, we're about to have a call. I was just looking at the Kel-Tec lineup and everything, and you know, I think we ought to go and shoot them all.
Yes, I agree.
Shoot them all, so
all on film.
Yes, all on film and gun crime statistics.
We'll call Joe, too, and tell him to bring some of the suppressors out for those KSGs that he's been building as well, Ackless.
Let me, do you want to take a call about gun crime statistics real quick?
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Now, joined by Dave out of Baton Rouge, what can we do for you, sir?
Hi, guys. Okay. Phil, I'm sorry, I wasn't tuning in on the radio. Who is your guest you're interviewing right now?
Beth Baca. She is just like this behind-the-scenes operator ninja lady who has decided to join the fold. And we're just discussing all the stuff she did and all the shenanigans she got in at the NRA convention. So,
okay. I'll check out the podcast when you
okay.
upload it. Okay. All right. There's a guy out there you can meet with. The guy's name is Patrick Kilcherman. He has his own training program called Concealed Carry University with a DVD set. A couple of statistics in there I wanted to run by you.
Sure.
He says that since the 70s and the 80s, death from gun shootings have gone down.
Overall, since the 90s, violent crime overall is down 49%.
Violent crime is down, but he's looking specifically at death. Okay. And the point that he makes is gun-related deaths are down, not because there's less shooting and less crime, but because advances in emergency care and hospital efficiencies.
Well, that's true. If you're alive, if 90% of the time, if you're still breathing when you hit a trauma center, you're going to live.
Okay.
That's very true. That's very true.
Okay. Whereas in before the 90s, that was not so much as it is today.
Well, you know, advancement. I mean, I just went through open heart surgery, which was a very horrific thing. They were blowing bubbles with bubble gum while they were doing it. It's so routine. So I mean, advancement in medical science is stupefying. So the fact that they've actually, and trauma became something that became somewhat of a cottage industry within the medical profession.
Okay.
And it's you know, trauma care is now like the big thing. So.
Okay.
The fact that one statistic that I quoted, 90% of the time, if you get there to the hospital, if you make it alive, breathing, they can save you 90% of the time. That is valid.
Okay. All right. How much legitimacy do you put to crime statistics being underreported from prosecutors negotiating plea deals or other political pressures to reduce the statistical print of crime stats?
In the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that a lot of criminologists and a lot of people like John Locke, Gary Click, and all of them complain about is the revolving door in the criminal justice system. And that is an issue.
Okay.
I don't know that I would necessarily call that underreporting. That does happen in England, where they offered and dangled bonuses, cash bonuses, to the chief constables in each one of their 11 districts. They were cooking the books to make it look like they were taking crime down.
Yeah.
And in places like England, if you get shot but they don't make an arrest and don't make a conviction, they don't even call it a shooting. So does that happen? It does happen. I don't know. The revolving door is a big issue. I don't know that it's necessarily out there to make crime look like it's going down, because we know that 70% of all crime occurs in 3% of the counties of the United States. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what they're doing in those 3%, it's not working.
Okay.
Gun-free zones.
Yep. The fallacy of the gun-free zone.
Oh, I thought she had a comment. Policy of the gun-free zone.
Yeah, that's where the victims are. That's where you go and you wage your little criminal enterprise. They know it. They know it. They seek it out. So.
Okay. Let me ask you real quick. A couple years ago, the Army had their individual carbine competition.
Yeah.
All right. From what I read, after phase two, high command came down and said, knock it off, no more, we're going to stop it right here. And the reason they put forward was, well, none of the private sector submissions into the competition were really what we were looking for anyway.
Well, did you see some of the stuff they entered into it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a real fascination with LWRC's entry. They pulled out after phase one, probably because of manufacturing capacity. I'm thinking that the manufacturers who were already supplying the Army, I guess, would be Colt and FNC or FNH.
They're the ones that Colt doesn't have a contract anymore. FN does. That's
okay.
Why Colt is fighting to stay in business.
Okay.
Yes.
But as far as these, when the Army or the military is looking to field something, there's two things they got to consider: how much is it going to cost, and how quick can they train the new troops coming in to use this weapon. Some of the stuff that they fielded in the test you're talking about, they had guns that fired caseless ammunition, which is that would be the way we go one day. At that particular time, the technology was not on board just yet. It has to work. It has to run.
Mm-hmm.
Without fail, it has to be light enough to carry. We need to be able to carry enough ammo to go with it. There's a lot of things that go into this. This is why we went from the 7.62 by 51, the 308 cartridge, to the 5.56, because you can carry more ammo with less weight. more of a combat load.
Why was the competition stopped in this case, though?
Which are you talking about, the last go round that was out there?
I think it started in 2011, 2012.
I don't know. Some of the stuff that they're out there that they actually submitted is so close to the M4 that I don't know if they actually wanted to spend the money. You know, it's just like before you called in, Beth and I were talking about the lack of innovation in the gun market, where the M4 platform, the AK platform, they're proven. They've been out there for decades. They work. There's a couple hang-ups about them, but beyond that, it's pretty much everything else. But I just think they're just there's not a big enough improvement to justify the cost of how many they're going to have to buy.
That's what the reason was given. And
yeah,
so it's
all about money. I mean, in the 1990s, right before I left the military, we didn't have enough money to train. I couldn't send people out with MREs. They're all based upon budgetary constraints, and the military just sucked up most of the sequestration that they did. But listen, let me jump. I'm running out of time. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, Bill.
Yes, sir. Beth.
I'm here.
Let's add to your resume infinite patience. Beth will be a regular contributor here. She and I are going to be doing quite a few things together. She's going to get the most fun because I'm going to let her push me around. That's going to be the way it goes. One more time, where can they find you and your exploits and check out what you do, because you do a lot of stuff.
Best way of following me personally and everything that I'm doing is going to be on my Pistol Annie Facebook page. Anything, beyond that, 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control, that's a great way to stay informed, in the industry as a whole, your rights as citizens. So that's a great place to find me as well.
Very good. We'll do it again. I'll be in touch. We'll get this cat on about Kel-Tec. I want to talk about Kel-Tec.
Already got him booked.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, folks. We'll do it again in 22 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.